evening, everybody. Journey, but there's nothing to be found, neither in the sky above. give us a drink of wine, boy. Give us a bite of bread. In my restless grave, can I come say the soul that gave me birth? I'll search the wide world around the ground for that jewel of priceless worth. That jewel of priceless worth. Their brows all creased with envy, furrowing with frowns. Give us something to believe in that will not let us down. We need a ceremony, we need a celebration. Our souls are alimony for the healing of the nation. So with my magic dagger I struck a mighty spark. With my sword of wisdom I opened up their heart. For love and true forgiveness, fear not till you take the blame. Spread no lies, rumors, or falsehood. Don't gossip, don't complain. In my restless grave, can I contain the soul that gave me birth? I'll search the wide world, round and round, for that jewel of priceless worth. That jewel of priceless worth.
And drums, a member of the Crucial Reggae Band. My good buddy, when I was laid up and lost and all alone and lonesome out there, he fetched wood and carried the water for me. Yeah! Jeff Ogden, my good. Playing mandolin tonight, a young lady who was with a band called Mary and Mars for a while, and we kind of went a different orbit, and she's now playing sometimes with Peter Rowe and Tony Rice Quartet and with the Bill and Bonnie Hearn Band. This is from New Mexico, Sharon Gilchrist.
Bodhisattva Mahasattva Avalokiteshvara.
together. Ain't no devil down below. Just these blues, Dharma blues, follow everywhere I go. Blue. army blues.
Texas, down by a little creek. What's it called? Little Blanco River, actually. There are a couple of hidden bends in the Little Blanco River. And
shady grove by the river bend, and I'll go to see my bride again. Talking about my wisdom, woman. Talking about my wisdom, girl. Talking about my wisdom. Thank you. word is a wisdom. Here she comes, dancing in the wilderness, bringing perfect harmony in the snowflakes fall like feathers down. was young and snow blind. Early one morning I heard the wild crows call. When the days were growing warm, I returned to the cabin with some firewood. But my darling girl was gone. Forget me not, nor the lifetime of love we have given. I must fly where the wild crows cry, somewhere between earth and heaven. It's a long road between earth and heaven. Take me back to the arms of my snow country girl. The wind is calling through the pine, where snowflakes fall like feather down. My snow country girl was so kind. I was young and snow-blind. Steal away your sense of time. Steal away your mind.
Couple more in the wood tuning here. Bear with me. This is a C tuning. I learned it from my brother Lauren, who learned it from some Hawaiian guitar player. So. All you guitar pickers, what you do is you just kind of start tuning it back up. When you get about there, into G. Into G tuning. Sorry, this is a little slippery here. Now the fun begins. You go from this note, D, to C. You gotta get that part down quite a
bit. You got it.
Slippery, as I say. Alright, I hope you enjoy the new ones.
Virgin in thunderheads, scowling in the massive, drove cold winds on before. Over green valleys, phantom moon. skin.
Tomorrow night we're going to be out at the Wimberley Cafe. It's right. It's a Cypress Street Cafe in Wimberley. And we have a special guest. My buddy Michael has come all the way over from England, and he's going to sing some songs with us. Rex Foster is going to come down and sing a couple. And we're going to have a good old hill country, good time, as we get in training for South by Southwest. And, and this is a song I've been going to the British Isles since 1965 when I went over there with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And it's been an amazing thing to kind of touch base with Celtic roots and everything over there. And so I wrote this next song here kind of about that, partly about that. Thank you.
made a promise to myself. Someday I'd return to the shore. Silver coastline, white wave of waves. The heather green no more. Where I have left that life behind, I lived as a gambling man, searching for that wild high card to play a winning game. I wandered into a smuggler's saloon, shadows dancing on the wall. At a table green we played our we drank from glasses tall. Next to me a woman wept, her eyes watching fortune and fame. As I played my last high card, but I could not leave the game. She said, if you permit me, sir, I'll stake you to another round. What you've lost in this game, sir, in another baby found. The dealer smiled a crooked smile and said, show me one honest man. It ain't the card you hold. It's how you play your
So any requests you might have, I'm glad to take them here.
Chris and Rick! Roll the devil!
California. I'll tell you what, I want to do a song that I had the great honor of writing with the father of bluegrass music. And of course you know who that is. His name is right? Just keeping you up on your cultural studies here. There was a time when the word bluegrass was unknown. So I joined up as a bluegrass boy in about 1964, I guess, and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and I had to join the union, so I had to go over to the union, and Bill Monroe went and stood with me in our coat and ties, and it was like, you know, he was like, sorry, that's me. Three Mexican airports are calling. We walked into the union, there was a picture of LBJ up on the wall there, and right next to the President Kennedy's picture. They didn't take down Kennedy's picture, they just put LBJ up there next to him. This country was a Democratic country at that time, I might say. And it was blue and lonesome, too, even then. So, you know. We walked in there as the flag and everything, and I had to stand up, put my heart in my hand on my heart, and my heart on my hand, in my hand, I had my heart. And George Cooper, the president of the union, and Bill, sorry, that was my fault, Bill stood beside me, and I was sworn in to the American Federation of Musicians in Nashville, Tennessee, Local 257. And I had to pledge that I was not now, had never been, nor would I ever in the future be a member of the Communist Party. I lied and said, no. No, because, you know, things are really funny about that. Pinko. You never heard those words from me. Pinko. I had a second grade teacher, and suddenly she wasn't there. She was so cool. You know? We played maracas and tom-toms during class, and one day, we're sent home to watch the McCarthy hearings on TV. And my second grade teacher was not there when we got back. It was strange. So there it was in Nashville, Tennessee. We played the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night. We jumped in that old bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And drove up Highway 31 north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. And we rode all night. And along about sunrise, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. And we ended up stranded, broke down on the highway up by Horse Caves, Kentucky. I was standing outside the bus, shaking. You ever try and stop a flexible flyer with no brakes, no hydraulics? It'll test a man's nerve. I said to Bill, why do you want me to be a bus driver, Bill? I just want to play bluegrass guitar. He said, Pete, it might help you someday. Little did I know he was right. He said, man's got to be a horse. It's got to be a wheel horse. Watching the sunrise over the mountains of Kentucky, you could hear the ancient tones. And Bill walked over to me and he hadn't spoken in about 3 days. He just walked over to me and he said, Pete Rones. He always called me plural. Pete Rones, you listen good to this and don't ever forget. He sang this melody and I helped put some words to it. It's called The Walls of Time. Thank you.
When I die, that's where I want to go. Lord, send the angels for my darling and take her to that home on high. Thank you.
you, Bonnie. Thank you for that. I'd like to invite a buddy of ours, Mr. Billy Bright, if he'd join us on stage. Yeah. Yeah. Right here. I've been spending a little more time, a little bit more west of this part of Texas, down in the, in the Indian country out there and near the Hopi Mesa. And first time I went out there, my camper, which had belonged to Beauregard Hooligan at the Free Mexican Air Force, he left it in California full of something strange. And it all disappeared over a few days out there in Stinson Beach. Dang, I don't know what happened. But it was gone and the camper was empty and he disappeared. So I was driving the camper back out west. I've taken it actually down here to Texas and then because old Beauregard moved back here and I wanted to, you know, I actually lived over at the Blue Hole in Wimberley for many years.
Nice.
In a trailer. Actually, in a Coleman tent. I wasn't even cool enough to have a trailer. I lived there in a Coleman tent for 3 winters. And that's actually where I wrote the Free Mexican Air Force. And that's a magic spot full of inspiration. I haven't been there in a little while, but I'm fixing to go over there this week sometime and jump in the Blue Hole. It's good swimming. And been a lot of good people around the place. So I was heading out from California in the old Free Mexican Air Force Ford campover pickup truck. And I got to the Hopi Mesa and the thing broke down. It was like all technology stops here. So I had to spend a couple of days there. Well, at that time, you know, there weren't people who had anything to do with foreigners, white people. You know, we're looked upon askance. But I found a guy had his little garage at his house. Mandolin section getting settled. Settle down back there. It's dangerous. You get two of them together with those little mandolins, you know. They get crazy. They start talking to each other and doing all this stuff. But I'm just glad to be able to play a little more with Billy here. Well, long story short, the truck got fixed, and this little school kid, about 8 years old, led me to the house of David Malangwe, called Grandfather David, who had been the sort of ambassador of peace in the Hopi Nation, who went to the Nobel Prize gathering and everything with the Hopi Vision. And this is a song about him. Grandfather David Malangwe, high upon the Hopi Mesa, I called him by the name of Eagle Eye. He had seen in a vision all the great spirit's kingdom, like an eagle flying high up in the sky. When the sun went down, he'd gather round old Eagle Eye. He'd beat the drum. His face would shine and his eyes would glow. Thunder clouds are moving slow. Thunder clouds moving slow out. Sing it to you now so you will know. Keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open when you fly. Keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open in the sky. He'd go down in the kiva to pray for all creation, tried to save a wounded soul. Moon after moon, every afternoon, he'd pray to make the sacred circle whole. Down along the spirit moving on the land, you can hear the
drum beat soft and low. Rumble of the buffalo, thunder clouds moving slow. I'll sing it to you now so you will know. Just keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open in the sky. Keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open, keep your eagle eye open when you fly.
I'll pick it, yeah.
Thank you.
Give a little more.
lay my lonesome, lay my lonesome down. Far across the Mississippi, out on the open plains, in an Oklahoma cow town where the sky begins to rain, in a dusty rundown honky tonk sits a drifting tumbleweed, thumbing through a magazine he can't even read. The tumbleweed remembers how the West was won and lost. The homestead act and the Dust Bowl, everybody paid the cost. The great white father promised to treat his children all the same when Indian Territory was Oklahoma's name. Oh, tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. The tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to rest. All the desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. His boot heels tapping time to an old flat top box guitar. He's a local guitar hero. He sings straight from the heart. And his tip jar is just a jungle of worn out dollar bills. It makes his bread and grocery in the local bar and grill. Starts picking that old guitar, well, the people turn and stare. When he starts singing his songs he wrote, their magic in the air. He can heal your wounded heart, he can set your spirit free. He can raise your hopes to be the very best that you can be. Oh, tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to turn and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to nest. All the desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. When you cross the Mississippi, you hit the open plains, you pass the Indian Territory, where the sky begins to rain, and you're feeling kind of rootless, you can't find no place to nest. Just remember tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. Desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the West.
Thank you.
good friend here tonight who's been a wonderful supporter of the music. Everybody keeps light on their feet and dances when Lindsay's nearby. Happy birthday to Lindsay. Song for you. I am young in this world. I'm glad I am alive. I know someday I'll fly away. On the wings of horses. On the wings of horses. So free. I wish I had a horse of my own. A wild horse that would never stray. On wings we could fly home free. A wild horse that would always stay. A wild horse that would always stay. I'm glad my wish will come true. I know that dreams never die. I'm glad that you will believe too. On the wings of horses. On the wings of horses. On the wings of horses. So free.
And many more.
I'd like to invite the two of you back up and just come on up and we'll do one more for you. And we got a rock and roll show we got to get out of the way. For. Come on.
Moonlight Midnight.
All right, yeah.
Woo! That's a good one.
One more time for Mr. Jeff Hogan.
Yeah.
And on the mandolin, Sharon Gilchrist. And the two high string band buddy, Mr. Billy Bright. Trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. A 100 miles from nowhere out on the desert sand. One eyed Jack the trader held a turquoise in his hand. And by his sides had run out his long time Indian friend. He vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wonderful life.
but could not have had a happy home or a tender loving wife. But his hunger was for trading trappers for turtles. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Oh, he was cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, Navajo, in the land of the Navajo. I said, Jack, you run it out, I'll gamble on my precious star. Before I leave my body here among these beach and bones. For now my time is drawing near, I'm feeling dark and dead. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. But we parade for kill, we stole your man, we ruined the guns and knives. Dead whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wives. Said, running out, what's done is done, you white men rule this land. So lay the cards face up and play your last broken-hearted hand. Oh, wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. When you're dealing cards with death, the joker's wild, the ace is high. Old Jack, you bet the Mississippi River running LP raised in the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon, and he upped him with the stars. Running out by the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jackie drew the ace of spades. Running out, just rolled his eyes. He smiled and passed away. His turquoise stones and cast them through the sky. He stared into the setting sun and he made a mournful cry. Oh, wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. Yeah. steal or borrow two nickels or a dime. Call me on the phone.
Yeah.
I will meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight.